Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I'm so happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it. So happy to have you guys here. Okay, so I was wanted to do this episode just to tie together a few things. I'm sure all of you knew that Elon Musk officially bought Twitter. Woohoo! Yeah, okay, so that is really, really a great thing for us for multiple reasons. I'll get to them in a second. But first of all, for free speech, because he says, you know, he's not going to allow the censorship that they've been doing. And of course, all the Twitter employees are like freaking out, which I would be too, since they're the ones that have been doing all this censoring. And now they're trying to say that you shouldn't hire or fire us based on our religion, ethnicity, et cetera, et cetera. And then political beliefs, even though that's exactly what they did to all these other people that they, you know, doxed and all that. So this is a pretty big day. The deal went through like really quick. So I think it was just like, a few weeks ago that he was saying he may want to buy it again. And then it just kind of happened like in the snap of a finger. So it's a really good thing. But since this Twitter thing during the summer or whenever the deal was going on, everybody's been kind of wondering, okay, what's the deal with Musk? How is he playing into this? Now, I know there's evidence for both ways that he is good or that he could be Satanist and stuff. I know I've seen the pictures and videos and stuff. Like I said, I'm not really for sure if he's a quote-unquote good guy or bad guy. I think the lines between good guy and bad guy these days are they're blurry. If any of you guys saw the new Matrix movie, it's comparable to the Sentinels helping the Resistance in the new Matrix movie. And when Neo is like, oh my gosh, like they used to be bad. And one of the characters, I forget who, says it changed the meaning of our side versus their side. Basically meaning that, you know, the bad people, the people that were on the other side ended up helping, you know, the Resistance in the Matrix movie. So in today's time, this is a lot comparable to that. But Elon Musk, I mean, he's a visionary. He's got Tesla. But one of the main areas I think he plays in to this global thing is with Starlink. Now, you've been hearing a lot about Twitter, right? But you don't hear much about Starlink. I mean, you do like Starlink, which is the satellite systems that are his. Now, this article that I have, Musk threatens to stop funding Starlink internet Ukraine relies on in war. Ukraine is entirely, almost entirely from what I see, on the Starlink servers that Elon uses, that Elon Musk has, okay? So that is an interesting thought, or that is an interesting fact, because with Elon Musk, knowing that he's seems to be becoming more conservative, may always have been, but definitely it's becoming more conservative, that he has the button on to whether to stop the Ukraine systems over there that they use for their internet. And if they do that, that's probably going to down, that's how their military and all that, whatever's going on over there, talks with one another for a lot of it. So if he does that, that's the end of that war over there. They're done. They're done. But another interesting thing is, and I'm not for sure how long Starlink has been doing the internet in Ukraine. Actually, you know what? Hold up. I'm just going to go over and look it up. Okay. Let's see. I did this a few times. How long has Starlink been used in Ukraine? Interesting. Okay. And I'm just learning this as I'm talking about. The Ukrainian government officials publicly requested Starlink terminals on February 26, 2022, just 2 days after the invasion began And the first ones arrived in the country on February 28th. So this just happened. Okay? So I guess this happened at the onset of the war. But the reason I think there's something that revolves around these Starlink satellite systems is, as all of us know, and before I say that, like I said, we don't exactly know what's going on in Ukraine. Obviously, like I said, I have Google reverse image searched some of the pictures from the war over there, or that they're saying are pictures from boots on the ground or whatever that the news is saying. It's not. You can reverse these, and some of these have been used 5-10 years ago. So these, not all these images that you're seeing are from there. So if they're lying on that, what else are they lying about? What's really going on? I know there are lots of school and thoughts on that. I don't know. I personally believe Putin is still cleaning up the child traffickers there, but you know, who knows? Right now, like I said, good guy, bad guy, it's a lot of blurred lines. But the Hunter Biden laptop, okay, a lot of their money laundering, a lot of it they did out of Ukraine. Plus, there was a lot of child trafficking, as the back channel say, but how we can talk about it in the realm that we can see as of like the Hunter Biden laptop, there was a lot of money laundering that was out of Ukraine, okay? So who has the servers there now? Well, Elon Musk and Starlink. What happened? Is all that information still over there in their systems? And if so, can whoever is providing the internet via the satellites and the servers, can they obtain that information? Documents, photos, videos, I don't know. But it's interesting that Elon Musk has control of all of this, right? And has he been collecting a lot of the stuff that they have on Hunter Biden over there? And also maybe even sex trafficking, all the other misdeeds that Zelensky is doing. He is a very bad guy. So I don't know. I don't know if they, I'm sure they have firewalls and stuff to protect them, but if Starlink is providing the internet to them, then can their servers go in and get those files? So I don't know. It's an interesting question. Like I said, I just brought it up to tie together a few things where how maybe this and the Hunter Biden laptop, kind of the information on there. And then, of course, Elon Musk ties into the thing. Now, Twitter, I'm not for sure how Twitter fits into the whole deal. Obviously, free speech would be good. But outside of that, I really have no idea how Twitter fits. And other than right before the midterms, letting a lot of people back on and then letting stuff go around. And if the red wave does happen, then, you know, stopping censorship of speech. And even if the red wave doesn't happen, like in my last episode, I said, whether it's the elections are postponed or there's a blue tsunami or red wave, either of the three options, it's going to be good for free speech if he does what he says he is going to do. So just a little bit on Musk. You guys can obviously always do your own research. But is the Twitter thing, does Elon Musk have a bigger part to play in this with his satellites? Because nobody's really been talking about the Starlink satellites because everybody's been focused on the Twitter deal. But do the servers, his servers, have access to Ukrainian Zelensky's files and computers and devices that use them? And have they been collecting information? And have they been finding things that the deep state doesn't want them to find? Because they do a lot of, that was where a lot of the money laundering was from. If you listen to a lot of the back channels, that's where you hear a lot of that money laundering was happening. So was that a way to get the information? I don't know. But it is interesting that they do use Starlink satellites, and they've just been using it since the war. So we'll see in time what happens and kind of where Elon plays into this system. But I think it's going to be a really interesting show just as we keep going forward. So hopefully all you guys stay encouraged. Remember to keep calm and Patreon on. And I will obviously love all you guys. I'm doing a heart with my hands, even though you can't see me. But just love all you guys. And remember to stay encouraged and keep calm and Patreon on. We will get through this together. See y'all later.